Track 26.
This gives you a good impression of what our transport units are like. As you see, the usage of standardized containers has made transport and storage much easier.
But they don't look standardized to me.
Well, the basis for all containers which are used in sea, road or rail transport is the TEU.
TEU?
That means 20-foot equivalent unit. We use the imperial measurement for our containers. This over here is the 20-foot standard container. It is the most frequently used container in transport. Its corrugated steel construction makes it a solid transport unit for a large variety of goods, e.g. cardboard boxes, small machines, etc.
Can you also transport food in it?
It depends. As long as the consignment doesn't have special requirements like cooling or ventilation, it is loaded in the standard container. For goods that need cooling, we use the reefer. The white container in the front row is a reefer. It is airtight, which allows the transport of perishable goods, like frozen food or fruit.
Why does this one here have no solid top?
An open top container makes the loading of goods like coal or sand much easier. Bulk material is almost always transported that way.
And what about the one without walls?
That is a flat rack. Sometimes goods are very heavy or oversized, which makes loading through doors impossible. We are able to ship huge pieces of machinery or pipes with a length of up to 10 metres on flat racks.
This one looks familiar. It's a tank, isn't it?
You're right. It's a tank container for all sorts of liquids.
But what's that strange-looking one in the corner? It has a completely different shape.
It's a ULD, a container used for air freight.
Why is it shaped like that? That doesn't look very efficient.
Air freight containers are transported in the cargo holds of planes. The shape of the hold determines the shape of the container. It must fit neatly, as moving containers could be disastrous during a flight. That's why ULDs can have a variety of shapes, depending on where they are meant to be stowed.